So what's new?
All right. Well, stuff we can talk about?
No, I want to hear the stuff you can't talk about. I want the stuff you can't talk about.
All right. We'll do that later on. It's a fancy looking device, by the way.
There's different levels for that. Huh? Yeah. There's all different levels of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, on a technology basis.
All right. There we go.
All right. Well, today we have a... So today, we've been live for 2 years. So it's kind of hard to believe. And
yeah,
we're considered like the old new guys, what we've been telling people. I mean, we've been around for 2 years live. We were actually in a firm, you know, a couple firms before then that we just didn't publicize it about. And then we finally launched, you know, February of 2008. So...
was it at the show you launched? Right around that time? Did you come to...
No, we didn't even know what Legal Tech was, I think. At that point. So
you guys were here last year, obviously.
We actually launched in connection with an ABA Journal article called Mac versus PC, where Ben Stevens and
Rick Georges
debated, and Ben Stevens
traded barbs.
Remember that article, yeah.
Yeah, right. And so actually very exciting development this afternoon.
Yes.
Beyond
yeah, he's reading all sorts of things into this one, it's true.
Rick Georges, like earlier, he just wanted to look at the product, but he ended up signing up. So
on an Android. He pulled out his Android phone and signed up, because he was in that article, and in the beginning, in the early days, he was one of our initial critics, which was good, because a lot of his feedback and suggestions about, like, offline data and accessing things and backups and stuff like that were incorporated into the product. So I guess he's starting to get obsessed with or very interested in the Google way of doing things, and he loves their product, and he loves the Android phone, and he wants to move cloud, so he signed up for Rocket Matter right on his Android phone. So it's pretty funny. The one thing that...
You have an app for it, or is it just through the browser?
Just through the browser, and that's the powerful thing, is that we have an optimized version for mobile devices. So, you know, we don't have to roll out specialty apps, native apps for iPhones or Androids or anything like that. We have a mobile web version of the product, which we're continuing to make stronger, that runs very well on mobile devices with full browsing capabilities. So the technology's there.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The more advanced web... browsers on, because
BlackBerry's still not up to speed, but there's some amazing developments, especially with Chrome and Safari, with some of the standards that they're embracing and what they're doing and what they allow us as developers to do with them.
Right.
So you're going to see more and more really, really cool stuff coming down the pike for mobile access over the web.
Give me the sort of the elevator speech of what Rocket Matter is about.
Sure. Well, Rocket Matter is legal productivity software, is how we see it. Technically, the category is practice management and time and billing. It's on the web. We like to call it productivity because that's what we really focus on. So what we try and do through Rocket Matter is we manage calendars, we manage to-do lists, we manage task delegation, phone messaging, time and billing, generating invoices, tracking your billing, those kind of things. Every nuts and bolts thing that any law firm would really want and would really use or need is what we have on the web for Rocket Matter. So that's what we are.
The deliver value, right? Productivity is associated with delivering value. So our goal is to streamline those processes to ultimately deliver value.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think one of the key takeaways is that it's more than, when you use Rocket Matter, it's more than just the features of the product, but it allows firms to kind of seamlessly embrace some business practices, you know, their matter management, that will drive their firm forward and save them money and make them more profitable.
Right. And your target market is smaller firms to mid-sized firms, or?
We go from 30 firms and below, or 30 people in a firm, 30 attorneys in a firm and below, 30 users in a firm and below, but we can scale larger than that. So it's a pretty exciting place to be right now. There's a lot of things that are happening in the industry that we think really put us at the crossroads of what's happening. And some of those things are movement towards the web in general, just because of the technologies are now there, the comfort level is there. People are starting to understand the cloud and security issues associated with it and be able to more truly assess their own risks and what they want to do. And I think the other thing is that you're seeing a push towards alternative fee engagements. So that value building is now a hot topic, and people need to be able to accurately price their fees. So they can't really do that unless they take a more data-driven and analytical approach to their practices, and they manage their matters more as projects. So we see that development as beneficial to us, because that's what we've been preaching all these years, well, all these 2 years, is that it's really project management, and that using project management techniques that you can really streamline things, get more of accountability on your firm, and see where you need to be making decisions.
So does Rocket Matter provide analytics that let lawyers make that analysis of how they're using their time?
Yeah, the combination of trapping time whenever lawyers does things is half of the equation, and then the other half of the equation is the ability to take a look at what's happening. So, for instance, in our application, anything that you do, whether it's record a phone message or whether it's adding a document, you know, delegating a task to somebody, you can add billable time. We call it bill as you work. So anything that you do, it's very easy for you to just get time into the system, so you're not losing crumbs here and there. So everything gets trapped. And then on the other side of it, you can run reports so that you can see what user or, you know, what attorney in your firm is generating the most amount of time, what attorney is generating the least amount of time, and through our like spreadsheets that you can download and slice and dice with Excel.
Right.
So we allow some reporting to have insight into how your firm is performing.
Right. So the data is in XLS format or something. It's not a visual, you're not providing graphing or something like that to sort of time analysis.
We have grid type of reporting on the web, which then you can pull down and slice and dice however you want. And that has a twofold purpose. The one purpose is for analysis. The other purpose is for a lot of firms that would like to have a copy of their cloud data offline. They can have a copy of all their billable times and matters and things like that.
Right.
So,
and what are you announcing here at LegalTech? Anything specifically?
Well, we're announcing our 2-year birthday, and for our 2-year birthday,
terrible twos.
The terrible twos. What we really wanted for our 2-year birthday was a clown with balloon animals, but never showed up. So actually, what we're announcing is the fact that we're launching a professional services addition to Rocket Matter. So one of the barriers that we've seen is that firms are concerned about adopting new technologies because of the downtime and the, you know, what they perceive to be the barrier hurdles to getting a new system up and running, which is considerable. You're switching all these different people from one system where you had a certain way of doing things to a new system. So what we've done is that, first of all, we've incorporated some free functionality into Rocket Matter to upload Outlook files, Gmail files, address book files, and a lot of industry standard formats. But then
contacts and calendars, or just
contacts and calendars, and from various different formats. And then on top of that, if you're coming from Amicus, if you're coming from Time Matters, or if you're coming from PC Law and you need some custom work, we have professionals that can help you get that data into Rocket Matter in a timely fashion.
Since you raised the issue of security, what do you tell people when they ask you about that?
Well, we tell people that we have what we call this like 9-point security and reliability program. And I don't remember all 9 points right now. But basically, the core of the argument is this, right? Is that, first of all, they need to truly assess the risk of what they're currently doing with their client data. So they need to understand where their data is, on what machines, who has access to that data. And we're talking when the office doors are closed, the cleaning people, the superintendent of the building. So are the servers behind lock and key or whatever? So you have... Yeah, exactly. Where's the password written down? Is it next to things? So what are their password policies? Things like that. Now, when you look at the cloud, the advantage of using the cloud from a security perspective is you get to leverage some pretty serious security facilities. So, for example, our data center is a SAS 70 certified data facility. So it's under lock and key, biometric hand scan access, 24/7 surveillance. Then the software itself, we have servers that are continuously patched. And as we saw from the corn ficker worm, a lot of people are not patching their software when they're supposed to be. So we maintain up-to-date servers. That's part of it. The entire communication channel is encrypted over SSL. So there's not any part of the data that's being transmitted that is unencrypted. So you can be working at a Panera Wi-Fi and still be using Rocket Matter securely. And our passwords are stored hashed on our server. And there's a whole slew of things that we're doing to really lock things down and make sure that small firms are having a much more secure data environment that they could otherwise possibly afford.
That's what I always think is funny about that conversation, is that when you then turn it back to them and say, well, what are you doing to protect your data now? The same people raise that question. Well, don't ask me that. You know, I'm not doing anything.
Even something as simple as email, right? That's not encrypted. Usually they're storing it at an offsite provider.
Right.
It's not encrypted communication.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's like, yeah, like you said, assess how safe are you now.
Right. And how is this priced?
The professional services?
No, how is...
How's Rockmeter priced? Rockmeter is priced, it's a tiered pricing model, so the first user is $59.99 a month, then users 2 through 6 are $49.99 a month, and users 7 and above are $39.99 a month, and shall I keep going?
No, that's good.
Users 77 through 85 are...
give you a deal.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, it's... I guess that's all we should probably say about that right now, right?
Okay. Is there, I might have asked you this before, is there any capacity for local storage, for a lawyer to store their data locally on their desktop or, you know, on their own servers? I guess related to the security question is the old question of, well, sure, their servers are secure, but what happens, you know, if they file bankruptcy tomorrow and the systems get seized by a trustee or something, where's all my data?
Right.
What happens?
What happens to your data? First of all, that we do allow facilities for on-demand download. So anytime they want, and this is included with the fee, which is very nice of us because, you know, data transmission and bandwidth is something that is a cost that we incur. So anybody at any time can download all of their matter information, all of their billable time information, all of their contacts, all of their calendar events, and so you can have all of that stuff online, offline, anytime, whenever you want. So that's one way we answer that question. So
that's the other part of the XLS export, is that you get it in a human readable form.
Yeah, it's not XML.
Right. Yeah.
So you can work with that stuff.
Yeah. And other than the fact that you're in the cloud, which is significant in itself, but what are the key features about Rockmeter that really distinguishes it from some of your competitors out there?
Thank God you asked that question. Because I think it's so beyond just like that we're a cloud provider and that we happen to be in this space. Like, you know, when we first started this conversation, that was what it was about, right? Is that we're Rockmeter, we're SaaS, we're cloud, which SaaS seems to be history now. So 2008, right?
Yeah.
Now it's cloud.
Right. That was the one before. There was something else before that.
Well, there was...
application service provider.
Yeah, ASPs, right? So... the major differentiator is the speed and the design of the product. So, you know, Ariel and I are both software professionals. We are not lawyers. We came into this space as people who can build software, and so we've applied our disciplines to the creation of software. As I was explaining to somebody earlier, Ariel insisted, he's the product designer, not to look at anything. I wanted to look at Amicus. I wanted to look at that. I wanted to do a competitive analysis, and I thought it was crazy not to, but Ari's like, no, we can't do that. So what we did was we worked in law firms, and we built the solution based on their problems from the ground up. And we've embraced principles of information architecture so that people can find their information very quickly. So information architecture is a discipline. It's analogous to arranging the information into buckets and groups in such a way that it's comfortable, that you almost like you're walking through a building and you know where to find things. So everything starts with design. With Rockmeter, the entire process of software construction starts with design. We're not people who build a product up and then dress it up with window dressings. It's not the beauty in Rockmeter. Isn't just like the cute little widgets and the pretty Starscape background that we have. It's more the flow of the application and how it quickly integrates with, you know, the natural usage of the application. So I think in that terms, we're unmatched with any product.
What else should I know that I haven't asked you about? Anything else going on?
Let's see.
You can tell me all the stuff you couldn't tell me.
Let's see. What else can we tell Bob about some of the stuff that we're doing? You know, major initiatives are for this quarter is and this part is I've I've been told that you really shouldn't ever tell anybody that something's off the record, because it always ends up on the record.
Especially when there's a tape recorder running.
Right, okay. So,
if you want me to turn the tape recorder off, I don't care.
I guess what we should do is we should probably leave it as that we're going to be rolling out some major initiatives, major new product initiatives towards the end of the quarter, you know, ABA Tech Show
around
time.
Tech Show.
Yeah, so we're going to have some major new things there that will be very exciting, and I think we'll make some waves. And I think that, you know, you're seeing us move into the professional services area where we're helping law firms and, you know, giving them some additional capabilities to get up and running more quickly. I think we'll probably be offering, you know, more kinds of things like that. Like we're stepping into the speaking world, educational world. We've had a webinar series over the past years that's been highly successful. And firms just seem to be thirsting after ways to, you know, be able to improve their bottom line, and that's what we're trying to do with our educational stuff by streamlining their practice, helping them make wise technology choices, and also to make them more productive. So, and all of this material that we're doing is, you know, not pitchy type of material. It's all material designed to make them perform better, because if our firms perform better, then they'll be customers for us longer.
Right. The other thing you guys do well is use social media as a way of getting the word out about your product. And
right.
You know, that's still rare, especially among the companies here, especially. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some people here who do that, but most of the companies here find social media as still a strange territory. They don't quite know what to do about it. How do you find that? Do you get feedback from... I mean, do you find that that's useful for you to do that?
Oh, yeah. Twitter's a major driver to our website. Although, I'm not convinced that that's where most lawyers are. But I do think it is a very, very essential part of the universe. I think that our blog is very important to us. It's been a voice for us, and we're kind of adapting that to go along with our new productivity messaging. So, you know, our blog is now becoming Life Hacker for Lawyers. So it's going to be kind of a destination to go to really try and figure out, like, how to be more efficient. So we're using the blog aspect of social media to try and, like, you know, boost information about how to run more efficiently.
Yeah.
The Twitter thing, we have a lot of fun with. You know, we'll draw attention to our webinars, we'll draw attention to our blog posts, we'll converse with other thought leaders like yourself in the industry whenever there's something interesting going on. But then we also, like, take pictures of cows and iguanas and things like that and put them out on Twitter. So we have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
The other thing that we did was kind of really unusual this year was we participated in ALM's virtual legal tech, which was wild. So,
it's on a screen back there.
Is it? Okay. I never did log in.
Oh, you've got to log in because we have a very cool booth.
Very cool.
We have I'm in a Snuggie in the booth. One of our big things is we do Rocket Matter branded Snuggies. Like, there's a lot of goofiness.
They gave one away at Avo last week.
Oh yeah.
Was at Avo.
Did you win it?
I didn't win it. No.
Oh, that's nonsense. All right. So anyhow, there's a picture of me dressed in a Snuggie. The karaoke video from Acclia will not be posted on there, but it's really cool. You create this little booth. It looks just like a trade show booth with, like, little people in it and everything like that. And you can click on, you know, these different brochures and stuff, and you can pull down all of our product information. It's a lot cheaper for us. We don't have to fly to the place, and, you know, you don't have to print out all the printed materials and all the kind of costs that are associated with doing a trade show. Not to mention how much they charge us for a wastebasket at the ABA Tech Show. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then you can chat and interact with everybody. I sit there with my, you know, webcam and my headset, and, you know, people can come in and they can initiate video chats, so I can do video chats with people, and you can do normal chats with people. And you can have as many staff as you want. So one of the things that we did is we created staff members for me, you know, one of our product specialists, Kim, and we made one for Ariel, but Ariel was on his honeymoon at the time. So instead of putting a picture of Ariel, one that he was happy with, I didn't know what he'd like, so I put a picture of an alien there. And then
that's better.
We created a staff member called Bessie the Cow. And Bessie, we have a cow in our office. It's a long story. So,
sure.
All right. So Bessie the Cow is one of our staff members. So she was our chief dairy specialist. And what we would do is Bessie the Cow would go into the different booths, like the IBM booth, and just say, moo. And then Bessie would be like, so... what kind of software have you developed for cows? And so it added, like, all this fun to the show. And as goofy as that stuff is, it brought people to our booth. And, you know, we had the cow in the lounge, and then I got a call from the ALM people saying, can you please get the call, can you please get the cow out of the lounge?
And clean up the floor.
And clean up the floor. I mean, if you haven't seen Virtual Legal Tech, you got to see it to believe it.
I never did log into it.
I was impressed with that.
March 18th. It's much better executed than you would think.
Oh, it's good. Really good.
So yeah, we've been doing that. Still haven't figured out exactly where Facebook fits into the picture.
Yeah.
We continue to toy around with the Facebook page. What's cool about it is that it is so easy to experiment and so easy to measure results.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun thing to engage in terms of marketing.
Yeah, I would think that for your market, that's a good place to be. All right, well, thank you very much. Appreciate talking to you.
Lunchtime.
You guys, that's right, you guys got to get lunch. I forgot.